Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. Today was the last Sony State of Play where PlayStation uploads video or live streams video from YouTube and Twitch and tells you all about upcoming game releases or updates on games you already know about. And just right off the bat, I saw quite a few people talking shit about Sony because they completely ripped off the not only the idea of a Nintendo Direct, but the literal format and just the overall look of it. And I have to say, while that is true, I don't care. It's just a disembodied voice introducing game updates. It's not like a big deal. I don't know. It's like Microsoft does their thing. I don't know. I mean, I know it's because it's literally the same thing, but I don't think it's a big deal. Who cares? Fuck it. Who cares? So before I get into the only game I'm going to talk about in that regard, or in the state of play, well, there's a couple. But yesterday, I saw that there was news that MLB The Show, the Sony San Diego developed baseball game, the exclusive baseball game for PlayStation, is going multi-platform. And immediately shocked. Like, whoa. Sony is going to make a game with their own studio, Sony-owned studio, and put it on Xbox and PC and maybe Switch, but I doubt it. That'd be cool, though. And I was, like, just immediately shocked by that. Because it's just weird. But it does, first of all, the Major League Baseball, you know, higher ups, the decision makers over there, they're the ones who are obviously driving this. They want more money. They want it to be on more platforms. So that's number one. I don't have inside information, obviously. I'm just saying it's pretty fucking clear. It's obvious that that's what's happening. And my guess is that they were in some sort of meeting here, some contract negotiation, what have you, license negotiation, and they said, listen, Sony, we're going to let you keep the exclusive license if you put it on other platforms. Otherwise, we're going to open it up. You can still make your game exclusive, but we're going to... You know what? I don't know if that's true, though, because RBI Baseball is... RBI Baseball, I think, is licensed because they've got... You know what? Hang on. Let me look this up now. Now, I might be talking myself off out of this one here. Let me look this up. RBI, can't type, baseball. Because that's on the Xbox. Yeah, it is licensed. So, developed. Interesting. I'm going to go straight to their website here. They've got a player, a real person. It's all licensed. Okay, so this doesn't make sense to me then. Interesting. Now I don't know what to say, because my original point was going to be, yep, right on the bottom, officially licensed product, boom. For RBI baseball. My original thought was going to be, you know, Sony has the exclusive license to do this, and they were going to say, hey, we're going to let other people make the game. You can still make it exclusively if you put it on other things. And Sony was like, sure, that's cool, because we're just going to make more money anyway, really. And you put more systems on, or you put a game on a platform with more systems in the wild, you're going to sell more copies. That's just obvious. However, now that I have realized that RBI Baseball is licensed, Sony doesn't have an exclusive license. I mean, the game is exclusive because Sony owns San Diego. Sony San Diego. So I don't know why this is happening then. Let's fucking, maybe I should read the statement. I didn't even read the statement. Because I'm a moron. So. Let me go to Twitter. Let me go to my profile, because I'm pretty sure I retweeted it. This is real good podcasting. Go follow me on Twitter if you would like. Popcorn Jacob on Twitter. Okay. Here we go. For immediate release, MLB, Sony Interactive, San Diego, Major League Baseball, blah, 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 have entered into a multi-year extension to continue development and distribution of the show. Historic expansion of long-standing partnership will bring MLB the Show for the first time ever to additional console platforms beyond PlayStation. Complete details will be announced at a later date. San Diego has been creating an officially licensed baseball game enjoyed by millions of fans for more than 20 years. So, I don't know. I guess still obviously San Diego or MLB was like, hey, we want more money. I don't know. So just sell more. I don't know. And the show sells extraordinarily well every year, being exclusive. So honestly, I don't know. But that's the news for you. So whatever, dude. Okay. That's all I'm going to talk about, since my whole theory just went to fucking shit. Because there are other baseball games. Now, they're not nearly as good. Not simulation. But they're there. I don't have any other feelings on it other than it's weird. I mean, and I think it's weirder than I was thinking about if this is happening with other things. Like, you have plenty of cross-platform games and plenty of exclusives that migrate to other systems. However, I don't know that a first-party studio develops other games for other platforms. Like, I was thinking, well, Microsoft owns Minecraft now, and that's on PlayStation and all this other stuff. But they bought it. They didn't... It's not, you know, they didn't just make a studio, start making a game, and they go, we're going to put it on everything. It was already on other platforms, and they bought it, and then they were like, well, we're just going to leave it. Probably don't want to piss anybody off. Plus, we make a boatload more money on these platforms. So, I don't know. But that's that. That's, I'm going to stop talking about baseball, because I don't fucking know what happened or why. Other than money, and money is important to people. So the real reason I wanted a podcast today is that the Sony State of Play came out. There were rumors that they would be talking or showing Resident Evil 3 Remake. 3Make, as it should be called, not R3Make. I would rather just say 3Make, so that's what I'm going to say. And earlier in the year, we heard that they were gonna that Capcom was making a multiplayer Resident Evil game where one person controls Mr. X from Resident Evil 2, and the rest play survivors, and you do whatever. It's like a Left 4 Dead type scenario. Not excited by that. Probably would play it just 'cause. Why not try it? And I did think that was odd that they were making that and not Resident Evil 3 immediately. And so now that we have official confirmation here, the box art leaked a week ago. And I said, well, I'll reserve judgment till I see it. Well, I've seen it, but I'm also going to reserve full judgment until I play it. Here's what I'll say. The trailer for Resident Evil 2 at E3 or the Game Awards, when I don't remember when that was. I think it was E3. It was E3. Was incredible. It started off weird, and you're like, what is this? And then it was like, whoa, this looks great. This trailer for Resident Evil 3 was just weird to me. I think Capcom obviously did the incredible job on the Resident Evil 2 remake. It's my favorite game of the year. It's one of my favorite games of all time at this point. It's great. I mean, it's up there on the list. It's not top 10, but it's up there. And so I am not worried at all that Resident Evil 3 won't be just as good. However, the trailer did leave me like, what? Okay, first of all, it starts off in first person. And I watched it again just before I started recording because I wanted to, you know, talk about it. Fuck, get out of my face, Spotify. Unbelievable. So I wanted to watch again, and so Jill's running from Mr. X. You don't know it's Jill. It's first person. She's running, you know, jumping through a window, running down a fire escape, doing the whole thing. And then you see Mr. X chasing her. It's definitely Mr. X. And then she jumps out of the building, and there's an explosion or whatever, and everything's on fire. And when I first saw it, I was like, Mr. X isn't even in Resident Evil 3. But, again, I don't care. I'm in. For whatever they do, because, you know, Resident Evil 2 was obviously different than the original, and the remake was different, and it was incredible, and just incredible. So, God, I keep hitting the mic. So I don't care what they change as long as the game is good. But then I realized, upon watching it a second time, the game does start with Jill jumping out of the building and it explodes and there's fire everywhere. That's just how the game starts. So that's how the game starts, I would assume, in the new one, which makes total sense. And then that kind of got me excited. I was like, oh, sweet. That's a thing that I want to play. Back in the day, I didn't realize Resident Evil 3 was set, you know, in the same time. I just played it. I didn't care too much about the stories. I just, whatever. So I didn't realize it was set before Resident Evil 2. I was like, I don't know what's happening. Why does this keep happening in Raccoon City? Maybe I didn't read anything or whatever. The trailer does start with the time. It's showing you things from Resident Evil 2, and then it rewinds time to the day or to whenever the fuck it starts. And then it shows you she jumps through the building, whatever, it blows up. And first of all, I think she looks good. Jill, It's a good character model. She looks like a real fucking person. That's what I like about these games. The character models, they look like real people. They sound like real people. But that's when I kind of got off track here. Everyone in Resident Evil 2 sounds like a real person. Even if the dialogue's a little wonky, they sound human. Now, these people in Resident Evil 3 sounded a little cheese. Like, it sounds like they've upped the cheese factor. You've got the Russian Umbrella fucking operatives. They sounded incredibly unauthentic. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. A couple. The way they splice the trailer together, it just makes the dialogue sound horrendous. Now, again, gotta reserve judgment because I gotta play it in the context of cutscenes and all this, that, and the other. I'm sure it's better than just splicing all this dialogue and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. We'll see. I am not surprised it's coming out this soon. Like everyone has pointed out in the past, myself included, Resident Evil 3 did come out very soon after Resident Evil 2, the originals, because it was set in a lot of the same places. They've already got all the assets. They've got this, that, and the other. They've been working with this engine. So I'm not surprised by that. Excuse me. But I am excited. Also, the multiplayer component of Resident Evil, this Project Resistance, Resident Evil Resistance, whatever you want to call it, it will come with the game. Not surprised by that, and also very happy about that. I'd rather, you know, test it out and not have to pay another $30-some for a game I probably won't dive too much into. Safe to say, I'm going to be playing this day one. I would love to pre-order the special edition. They have one just like they did for the Resident Evil 2 remake. It's got a statue of Jill. It's got all sorts of other shit, and I want it now. It's $150, and I'm willing to pay that. However, I don't have any money right now, and if I'm not sure how much it costs to pre-order. If it's like $25 just to reserve my pre-order, I will do it. GameStop only, by the way. But if I have to pay the whole $150 up front, I will not be doing that because Daddy's got some bills, you know what I mean? So I'm not making any money off this podcast, so you know, we're gonna be fucked on that one. But I do want it, and I'm gonna get it, and I'm gonna do whatever I can to get my hands on it, even if I can't pre-order it soon. But yeah, so Resident Evil 3. I did see the Nemesis. He was in there. They showed a picture. And he's got a weird nose, and I didn't even notice it until people started pointing it out, and I was like, you know, I don't care. I hopefully don't even have to look at this fucking guy the whole game, because I'm going to be running and screaming for my life. There was one really interesting thing about the original Resident Evil 3, where every time the Nemesis would attack you in certain areas of the game, he would like bust through a wall or a window or whatever. This happens like 10 fucking times, and you would have an option. The time would stop, and then it would be like, okay, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna jump out the window, or are you gonna throw a fucking light the place on fire and try to or do you want to go hide behind this thing? Do you want to jump out the window? Did I fucking say that already? I think I did. Anyway, I hope they keep that in the game in some respect, because I really did think that was cool for the time, and maybe it's not anymore. I don't know. But I did like the options. It was like, hey, he's right in front of you. Are you going to go left or right? I thought that was cool. So hopefully they leave that. Hopefully the... I already noticed that... they do give you, if you pre-order, you get the costumes, the original costumes, which are, you know, cool. I'm not surprised by that. I'm happy by that. Hopefully they do the same with the soundtracks, the music, all that stuff. Just like 2, I assume they will. Gonna platinum the shit out of it. Gonna play the ever-loving fuck out of this game. Probably beat it 15 times in a row. Just Really looking forward to that. That comes out in April, I believe it was. It looked like it said March, but I think the trailer that I watched before I started recording was the European trailer, so the dates are all fucking backwards for me. So I think it's April. Yeah, I should probably look that up so I can inform my audience. Resident Evil 3 Make. Boom, 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 boom. The original one came out in 1992. No, it didn't. 1999. Moron. PlayStation wasn't even out then. Wait a minute. It is April. Yeah, I did say that. Okay. It's March. It's April 3rd. So and when it was flipped, I thought it was, you know, March. Fucking what? March 4th. That's what I thought it was. When I watched it just before I was recording, I was like, wait, is it March 4th or April 3rd? So that's what I meant by all that. But it is April 3rd. Okay. Looks great. Yep. I think that's it there. Like I said, some of the shit's a little weird. I gotta mention this. Carlos, I think it's, see, the movie says Oliveira, and it's looks like it's Oliveira. So I'm just gonna say Oliveira, though. I always thought it was that, and then the movie came out, and they said that, and I went, wait, what? Anyway, his hair looks all kinds of fucking weird. It's like, poofy. It's not suave. He doesn't look suave like he did in this, because that's what I remember about him. He was always like too cool. He's like suave. He's like, oh, look at me. I'm like a pretty boy. You know, what do you fucking call it? Mercenary. But now he just looks like he looks like a dude. I don't know. Like I said, no judgment. I'm going to play it. I'm probably going to love it regardless. It's definitely going to be my game of the year. I can already say that. It's weird being able to say my game of the year for next year is already set. But I just think it's probably going to... Oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? The Last of Us comes out next year. Whoa! Holy fuck! Oh, I'm a sacrilegious over here. A couple other shout-outs quickly. Dreams got a release date. February next year. Was it? Why don't I just, you know, Dreams release date. February 14th, 2020. I'll probably play that. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I might pick it up or download it. Probably won't get the physical disc. And they also teased the beginning of a trailer for Ghost of Tsushima. And it said part two would be coming at the Game Awards this Thursday. So no other information other than that on that game. Those were the big hitters in that press or that Sony State of Play. There was a bunch of other cool games that are coming out. Untitled Goose Games making its way to PlayStation this month. There's a couple other games that were announced that won't be around till next year. Won't get into those. You can go to the PlayStation blog and look it up if you want. But that's it. I'm done recording. I need to go play Gran Turismo. I played a solid 25 to 30 seconds of Death Stranding since last week. That's not good. I really should wrap that up before I quit. Just like so many others. But, you know, sometimes you gotta race. Sometimes you gotta get in that old driver's seat and, you know, pedal to the metal. Anywho, thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That is POPCONJACOB. Thank you, and I will see you when I see you.